Thank you, Ambassador Paul Beckers, President of the Trade and Development Board, Secretary General of UNCTAD, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. At the outset, my delegation aligns with the statement delivered by Peru on behalf of G77 in China and by Malaysia on behalf of the Asia-Pacific Group. We express our appreciation to UNCTAD's Secretariat for the report. The report is timely as it highlights structural challenges in the global economy and underscores the urgency of reforming the international financial and trade architectures to support equitable and sustainable development. Mr. President, the report presents a sobering analysis. The disproportionate burden of economic shocks on Global South, including the stagnation in global GDP growth for the third consecutive year, is affecting developing countries' ability to meet rising economic, social, and environmental challenges. Developing countries face a dire trade-off, servicing external debts at unsustainable levels or investing in essential public services. As the report highlights, many developing economies spend more on interest payments than on education and healthcare. This is an alarming reality that threatens to reverse hard-earned development gains. The report rightly emphasizes that globalization is at an inflection point with shifting trade patterns, growing economic fragmentation, and the rise of regionalism. While economic integration has historically driven global prosperity, developing countries are bearing the brunt of the external shocks, financial volatility, and trade inequalities. Pakistan would stress that, first, the international trading system must be restructured to reduce asymmetries in market access and investment flows. Second, the international community must address the structural flaws in the global financial system by ensuring fairer representation of developing countries in decision-making institutions. Third, the international community must support innovative financing mechanisms, including debt for climate swaps, concessional financing, and a strengthened international tax architecture. Fourth, considering that the climate crisis continues to exacerbate economic vulnerabilities in the Global South, Pakistan urges developed countries to fulfill their annual climate finance commitments and ensure that financing mechanisms are accessible to the most affected countries. Mr. President, the global economy stands at a crossroad, and decisive action is needed to ensure that developing countries are not left behind in the current wave of economic transformation. UNCTAD's role in advocating for a fairer global financial and trade system is more crucial than ever. Pakistan remains committed to working with the international community to advance policies that ensure sustainable, inclusive, and equitable growth for all. Thank you, President.